The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Was missing that exit interview a big deal or not?
I don't think I've ever had a player over 25 years of coaching, maybe 30, not coming to an exit meeting. So it's not happened to me. I know it happens to other people and other players. And his brother and his agent have said, downplayed it. But, still it's a chance for a person to express themselves. And I had a real good relationship with Kristaps over the last 2 years. So it was kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason to want to trade a guy. And your Astros are still raking. Hey, let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. It's almost the weekend. We got the draft tonight. All kinds of NBA stuff going on, including, I guess, old man Jackson a little pissed at Porzingis for not doing his exit interview. Is that?
Well, that's a good enough reason to trade your franchise player.
Sure.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
For a bag of beans, basically. From what I've heard, Eric Bledsoe and a draft pick. Okay.
Well, I guess the price they were asking from the Celtics was pretty stiff. And actually, it's one of those where you look at it, you go, maybe. Maybe yeah. You think about that. Two number ones, including the third one this year, and an unprotected Brooklyn Nets pick next year, which is going to be good, and then a couple of players. That's a pretty good haul.
It is. And it should be a good haul for a guy like
yeah.
that.
Although, again, if you're the Celtics, I think I would think about that simply because I'd rather have a guy I know can play versus a guy I'm going to draft who may or may not be good. But that's the first deal I heard that said, okay, it kind of makes sense. If you're going to do that, all right. Well, we shall see.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. But in that deal, they also wanted Jay Crowder and Jaylen Brown.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm the Celtics, I'm cool with that. And if you're the Knicks, you're like, okay, that's a pretty good haul.
I mean, it still sounds like the Knicks want draft picks and they want to match up the money.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. But I just don't understand why the Knicks want to move on from this guy. That's the part that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Speaking of moving on, your Spurs appear very interested in trading LaMarcus Aldridge all of a sudden.
Well, again, I mean, I'm not gonna question the Spurs too much in their front office because they usually do the right thing. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me from the outside, just from at first glance. I don't get it. Did he have as great a year last year as you would have hoped? No, but he seems to be a team guy. One thing I know about LaMarcus, and I'm not like best friends with the guy, but I did cover him for a while, and I got to know him a little bit when I was in Austin. That dude cares about winning. He doesn't care about a lot of the other stuff. He doesn't care about being the star. He doesn't need that. He wants to win.
That seems to be contradictory to what the reports are coming out.
Then maybe he's changed.
And guys do.
It's possible, yeah.
But that's one thing about when we talk about these guys wanting to go to teams. Like, obviously, the Spurs are a team you know is going to be competitive. And you know you're going to have a chance to win a title. But by the same token, you have to fit into what Popovich wants you to do. And that's not for everybody. And apparently it's not for Aldridge. So it is, I mean, it sounds really simple on the surface. Oh, of course you'd want to play in San Antonio. But some guys don't want to change their game for that. And for some guys it's hard. So We shall see. But we have the draft tonight, and starts at 6 o'clock, so we'll be out early. Did you survive the tropical storm?
There was ponding on my street. I tried to get Jong to not let me come in today, but he didn't feel sorry for me for whatever reason.
I had ponding in my yard.
Ugh.
It was terrible.
Thoughts and prayers.
Did you put filters on that photo?
No, I that was a stock photo from the internet. It's not my neighborhood. I just found one. I Google searched.
But so yeah, there's a lot of I think I enjoy. All right, this is going to sound weird. I think I enjoy this part of the NBA season more than the actual season itself. And it's for the same reason that when I play video games, I like to do franchise. Mm-hmm. And build a team and make trades and stuff. I'm more interested in that than I am the actual games. Maybe because I've always tried to think like a general manager or a coach, and that appeals to me more than just, okay, let's go out and play. But does that make me weird?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, it's an interesting part of the game. I'm okay. I like the action. I mean, I like to see him play ball, but I don't dislike the off season in the NBA because there's usually pretty good stuff happening.
Really, other than college football, where the off season doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot, and I don't care about recruiting. I think most sports I'm that way about. Like I was fired up to watch the expansion draft last night for the Golden Knights. I just thought that was cool to see who'd go where and who they were trading and how you're building a roster from scratch. I found that very interesting, and I found a lot of the stuff that's happening in the NBA now intriguing. So I'm more interested now than I was during the season, and partially because you have 82 games, 65 of which are relatively meaningless.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that makes me weird or not. So is it Aldridge for Porzingis? Would that be a really good trade for the Spurs? Yeah.
Would it be a good trade for the Spurs?
Yeah, I think it would.
I think people have quickly forgotten how good of a player LaMarcus Aldridge is.
Yeah, but if he doesn't fit what Popovich wants, then he's not going to be as effective, especially if he's not happy and he doesn't want to be there anymore, which is what the reports are. And I don't know how much of it's true, but the reports are that he was bothered that Leonard got the spotlight and he didn't, which seems kind of silly to me, but okay. I mean,
if that's true, that's disappointing to hear and surprising to hear. From what I understood, the frustration he has is they're not really utilizing him the way they told him they would, which, you know, listen, things change. It has to change. And Kawhi Leonard turned into one of the best players in the league. You've got to figure out how to build the team around him. Maybe LaMarcus is uncomfortable with that. I don't know. But I would imagine, and man, like I said, all I've ever known of LaMarcus is he wants to win. I mean, you're going to ask for a trade to go where? Where are you going to go and have a better chance of winning? You know? Maybe you could trade him for Kevin Love.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be good for both guys. Might make everybody happy.
Good for both teams, good for both guys.
Right. But if LaMarcus is all, I mean, if what you're saying is true and he really wants to be the go-to guy, I mean, he'd be the number three option.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just going on what's reported. I mean, I haven't talked to the guy. I'm not inside his head. But whenever stories like this start happening, then, you know, all this other stuff starts coming out.
I mean, the trade stuff started last year.
Yeah.
It's not new.
It says, according to a person with knowledge of the Spurs forward situation, it's the 31-year-old's unhappiness in San Antonio that is the driving force behind the Spurs trade talks. The 5-time All-Star, according to the person, is hopeful that San Antonio can find a better fit for his talents. He's unhappy about Kawhi Leonard getting the spotlight. And, then San Antonio's trying to clear room to make a run at Chris Paul. And with the salary cap not being what they thought it was going to be, they're going to have to move somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd be looking at Tony Parker and guys like that, right?
Yeah, unless they just, it's not fixable.
Yeah, it could be.
So, 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. And let's not forget, Aldridge wasn't very good in the playoffs, and
nope.
That pissed Popovich off. That's the thing about being there is you've got to play by Pop's rules. It's just like the Patriots. You got to play by Belichick's rules. And if you don't, they're going to get rid of you. And they'll plug in somebody else. I think, are the Spurs better without him? I don't think so. Not unless, if they go get Chris Paul, then that's a different animal. But if they just subtract him.
But I liked the idea of adding Chris Paul to what they had.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been interesting to me. Because like a Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, big three. Like, that's a team you could see competing. Like, that's not a walkthrough for the Warriors, I wouldn't think. I mean, are the Warriors still better than them? Probably.
Yeah, I think they are still better than them.
But, I mean, that's no gimme. That's not a 4 or 5-game series, I wouldn't think. That's a tougher matchup. But if you're just replacing LaMarcus Aldridge with Chris Paul, I don't know that you're any better than you were.
What if you trade LaMarcus Aldridge and get Paul George?
I mean, Paul George essentially plays the same position Kawhi Leonard does. I don't know that they need a Paul George.
Because he's interested in going to the Spurs.
But wouldn't, if I'm Indiana, wouldn't I want draft picks rather than a 31-year-old?
Yeah, although, I mean, Indiana needs somebody that they can get people in the building to look at. I mean, that's a, you still need to have players on your team. And LaMarcus is a player, and he's under contract for a little while. So they may look at it as an upgrade because they've got LaMarcus under team control for a couple years, and they know they're going to lose Paul George. I would assume they'd prefer draft picks, but I don't know.
Jabari Young of the San Antonio Express News reported today that the Trailblazers haven't closed the door completely on an Aldridge return. So,
well, they were a lot better when he was there.
Yeah, yeah. And
Aldridge, Lillard, McCollum, that big three's not bad.
It's not bad, but we've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not good enough.
Well, McCollum wasn't as good as he was when Aldridge was there.
But they had Nick Batum, who was playing at a pretty high level back then. I don't know. I mean,
I think that team could compete for, could challenge the Rockets for a third slot.
I think so.
Brian Windhorst tweeted out about 5 minutes ago, Cavs and Spurs have been in talks for a Danny Green trade. Sources say Spurs asking price has been high.
Okay.
For Danny Green?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some interesting things going on with the Spurs. I don't know. I wouldn't be looking to adjust too damn much if I'm the Spurs. I would look to add to what I've got, and it seems like they're wanting to basically kind of hit reset and start everything built around Kawhi Leonard, which...
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but you're so close now. Why move on from Danny Green? Why move on from LaMarcus Aldridge? I don't get that.
Well, that's...
But Greg Popovich is smarter than I am.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard to question whenever he... at whatever moves that he's looking
to
make.
He's got skins on the wall.
And he's also probably going to find a way to make that team better.
Yep.
Or different. And maybe he's looking at it and saying, we have to be different if we're going to beat the Warriors. And you know, I would trust him as much as anybody in the league that if he's making those moves, that it's... got beating the Warriors in mind.
Yep. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy, new sponsor to the show. And the summer months are upon us. It's time for you to really start thinking about your electricity bills. Tri-Eagle Energy, a born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage. And part of that is just making your home more energy efficient altogether. They're going to give you a competitive rate. They give you lots of tools to just make your home more energy friendly. Including the new Tri-Eagle Energy Smart Energy 36 plan that comes with the all-new Eco B4 with built-in Amazon Alexa voice service. It listens. It talks back. It gives you alerts and reminders. It lets you know if something's not working right. It's got home, away mode, vacation mode, so you can keep energy usage down low when you're gone. It can save you up to 23% on your heating and cooling costs. It really is an amazing tool, and that's free with that Energy 36 plan. And if you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle will send somebody out to install that thermostat for absolutely free. Current center point rates for the plan are at 8.6 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. It's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. Check them out, TriEagleEnergy.com, or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. And remember to use that promo code ESPN. It's PUCT number 10064. Tri-Eagle Energy.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776. Your Astros are winning 10-0, but they haven't scored since the second inning. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Oh, slowing down.
Yeah. Springer left the game. He was hit on the fifth pitch of the game, as a matter of fact, on his left wrist. So...
And it almost got him in the face.
Yeah.
And it looked like Jesse Hahn, who's a pretty solid pitcher, just was never the same, and he wouldn't come back inside.
Yeah. And the pitch obviously got away from him. It wasn't anything intentional.
Yeah, it was 3-1. He's trying to throw a strike. But he never really got back into a groove, and he just got kind of hammered. So, rough start for him. He'd given up one home run all season. I think he gave up three in this game.
Yeah, and the error hurt too. The Astros just keep raking. They tend to feast on bad teams. They really do, and that's what you're supposed to do if you're good. But we'll see how long Springer's out. But that's as good a season as he's having. That's a guy who you've got depth there.
Yep, not the worst thing.
And
day to day with an X-rays came back negative.
Okay, yeah, well that's good.
Fine. Better than losing one of those middle infielders. That's where you don't want to lose somebody or another starting pitcher.
But even if you lost Correa or Altuve for a stretch, you've got Gonzalez who can play in there. You've got guys who can hit that can play those positions. It's just you can't afford to lose the Keuchels and McCullers of the world.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the thing that I like about this team is that they've got so much depth. They got guys at AAA that can still play. That if you needed to bring up I saw Derek Fisher look pretty good in his short time. So if you need to bring him up for a few games, that's a guy you can throw out there and not be embarrassed by. And, you know, a guy like Preston Tucker, who was one of your better players a couple of years ago, you know, that's a guy you could bring up to play a few games, be your fifth outfielder if you need to. They've got depth on this team.
Well, and Mariznick's been raking.
Yeah, Mariznick.
I don't know what kind of roids that dude's on. But he needs to stick with them.
Well, they're still skinny roids, whatever they are. I don't know what he's doing, but it's working. Like, 10 homers now?
Yeah. I mean, that's a weird – it's the, one of the last guys I would expect to be hitting like that.
Yeah, career high for him.
Yeah. It's when Marwin's got, 14 to this point, it's like, okay. I mean, he can – he's got some pop in his bat.
Yeah.
Mariznick, who saw that coming?
Well, I mean, last year he started off so hot in terms of like hitting for average, and then he tailed off and hit like 250, whatever it was. But this is different.
Yeah, I mean, and he's not hitting these aren't wall scrapers. These are getting out.
No, it's there's some no doubters in there. But that you like getting 10 runs when you got Paulino on the mound too. That's
not a bad deal for a young starter.
Yeah, makes it a little bit easier. But what are we in the fifth now?
They did the same thing the other day for Martez when they got five in the first on Sonny Gray. These young pitchers, if the pressure's off them a little bit with something like that, you know, it could be big for them.
A couple people asking what I think of the Vegas roster. I think they did pretty well at getting draft picks. I think they could have put together a team that would be more competitive on ice next year if they'd wanted to. And from what I understand, they're going to flip like your buddy Neil and Mithot, the really good defenseman. They're looking at trading those guys. So I don't think they're going to be very competitive next
year.
Why? It makes no sense to me. I think you need to have guys.
You need a couple guys that are worth
a damn. Yeah, you need a couple guys that are worth the price of admission. They've got them.
That pisses me off because I feel like James Neal's a guy that was important to the Predators, and they're just going to get him and move him.
I hope they keep those guys because at least you've got – and I think you're competitive.
Somebody worth going to watch, too.
Yeah, you know? And then they got Marchessault from Florida for, well, I don't understand why that guy wasn't protected. That's a relatively young guy who scored 30 goals last year. So I like that, but they're talking about trying to trade into the top two and get one of the – there's two prospects that everybody's raving about, and they're going to try to trade up. I think they may do that. But right now, I think they've got a competitive roster, but if they make some more deals, I don't know how good they'll be.
Yeah.
So we shall see. But I'd be really excited if they could trade up to two and get Nico Hischier, because I think that guy's going to be a badass, more so than the guy who's probably going to go number one. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you watched any of that last night, but that Brian Bickle thing, is he had to retire because he's got MS. That was powerful, man.
No, I didn't watch it.
They did a little thing with him and his wife and how his wife and daughter watched him score his last goal knowing he was never going to play again. And that's one of those, if that didn't affect you, then you're not human. But
or you didn't watch it.
Yeah, or you didn't watch it, right. Hey, that's more likely you didn't watch it because not many people did. I watched that and then flipped over to the Astros. That was my night.
Oh, you know what I watched last night? I was going to watch the Astros, and I was like, oh, the Astros, these games with the A's, they're not very compelling to me because the A's are so bad.
Yeah.
I watched Get Out.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I don't know if it's like...
Would it have been better if people didn't hype it up?
If it hadn't been so hyped? Yeah. Probably so. Probably so.
Yeah, I hate whenever something's talked up a bunch and then you see it and it's like, it's good, but it's not what people were saying.
Yeah. But I kind of saw the
twist.
The twist coming. Like the... I mean, you could kind of tell all along what was happening.
Yeah, but the big twist at the end?
Yeah. So that's I kind of saw it a little bit, and it didn't like, my wife was like, no way, no, and I was telling her what was going to happen. She was like, no way, no way. And then when it happened, she was like, oh, I didn't want it to be true.
Yeah, I was the same as you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I liked it, though.
It was good.
Did you watch Fargo yet?
I've not watched Fargo yet.
Okay, I'll be curious to get your opinion on that.
All right. Is that the season finale?
It's the, yeah.
Okay, maybe the series finale, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if they should bring it back.
Oh, it's not good.
I'll just let you watch it and see what you think. I wasn't blown away by it. It was fairly... It was... What wasn't predictable was just kind of... Yeah, you're used to that show shocking you. Mm-hmm. We go, wow, I didn't see that coming. Well, even the stuff you didn't see coming, it's kind of like, eh.
Okay.
But... I don't want to say anything about it until you've watched it because right. I don't want to color your opinion of it.
All right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a little boxing thing in here for a second because I don't know if you saw Oscar De La Hoya saying that the timing of the Mayweather-McGregor fight was that Dana was being disrespectful for that. You got that? Let's hear that.
When you heard the date was announced 3 weeks prior to your guys' super fight, what were your thoughts?
It was disrespectful. I mean, I would have thought that that Dana White can have a little more respect with this boxing event taking place, because it's look, you just don't do that. I mean, it's like having the Super Bowl and then 3 weeks later the World Series takes place, the final game. It just doesn't happen.
Isn't there a competition, though? I mean, he's trying to get money for his fight, so he's trying to get it in before yours?
Well, there's all, look, we have the whole year to stage these types of big events. They could have staged it maybe in November or December, but it is what it is. We have a super fight here. We have a real fight, and that's exactly what we're focusing on.
I'd be a little more sympathetic if Oscar hadn't pushed this thing back a year.
Yeah,
you could have had the whole thing to yourself a year ago, and I get what he's saying, but I don't think people are not going to buy Canelo Golovkin because they bought Mayweather McGregor.
Yeah,
I think you're either going to buy. I'm more likely to buy the Canelo fight. I won't buy the McGregor fight because I just don't think it's a fight. I might go watch it somewhere,
right?
But I would buy the Golovkin fight.
Do you think it's because like they won't get enough time to promote the fight? Is that, I think that's what he's getting at?
Maybe, but they are kind of, I mean, they've been promoting it now. This promotes it. Him coming out and saying this gets promotion for the fight.
Yeah.
And realistically, don't you, for a fight like this, aren't you promoting it like now and months in advance as opposed to 3 weeks before?
I would think so.
The seats are already basically gone and you're just pushing the buys.
Yeah, I think I guess like the HBO stuff, 24/7. That might be something that he might take issue with. They're trying to promote that as well.
Maybe, but you know what? It's 10-1 now. Astros, the A's have scored.
Oh,
here comes the comeback has begun. But if the Mayweather fight's a bleep show, which we think it's going to be, I think that helps you.
Yeah.
Because you just promote the hell out and say, all right, here's a real fight. If you wasted your money on that crap, you're not wasting it here because this is what you're getting. That's how I'd promote it.
Yeah, it'd be smart.
But
and that's kind of what he was saying. But I also understand there's no doubt that that's going to take away some pay-per-view money from the Golovkin.
And I get it because it's all people are talking about, and it affected the Ward Kovalev fight last week for that reason. Because, I mean, that just overshadowed everything, and I get it. But I don't think it's disrespectful in any way. I mean, you're trying to sell a fight.
Yeah.
And you got to do what's best for you. Brother Bear asks, am I wrong to think the last time Blitz had a 24-hour TV wait was Walking Dead, Justified, and Game of Thrones? We did that. We did away with that basically because of Game of Thrones. There was just no way to – that's all people were talking about the next day. And so it's kind of like we'll give you a warning and say, hey, we're going to talk about this show. But, yeah, the 24-hour rule is dead.
It's gone. It's
been dead for a few years now. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Harry's. If you're looking for a great shave, fair price, convenience, quality, affordability, Harry's has you covered. 3 million guys, 3 million have switched over to Harry's. You can be the next one. And what they did, what Harry's did, was they bought their German factory and basically decided, hey, we're going to make our own razors and mail them to you. So we're eliminating the middleman. And so that's what they've done. So they arrive right there in your mailbox. And all products are backed by 100% guarantee. You're saving a bunch of money because you're not having to go to the store. And think about what a pain in the ass it is to go to the store to buy a razor. You don't have to do that anymore. Harry's is going to send it directly to you. And they're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. And that free trial set, you get the Truman set ergonomic handle. Those things are fantastic. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. It's almost a $20 value for you to try, and you're getting it for free. All you have to do is cover the shipping. It's only available for the Blitzers if you use promo code Blitz at harrys.com when you check out. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer, almost a $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set that includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code Blitz at checkout. That's harrys.com, code Blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And the Astros got the run back as Reddick hits a homer to make it 11-1. Jong wooed. Shane Bell for Jong. Let's give something away. This Friday, the Sugarland Skeeters open a home series against the Long Island Ducks. Win a 4-pack of tickets to see the battle on the diamond at Constellation Field on Monday, June 26th. First pitch is at 7:05. It's affordable family fun with dollar dogs and discount margarita Monday. Plus, fans with military ID get in free. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. Caller 10. I'm sure glad I read this before I did it on air.
Why?
This Friday, the Sugarland Skeeters apostrophe S, so a possessive Skeeter.
Ah.
Open a host the next home series against the Long Island Ducks.
Hmm.
And it's also at Constellation Field, STILL.
All right.
But, yeah.
Spelling game strong.
Or not. Jesse says, I got a Harry's gift set for Father's Day, and they're great. Free plug from a loyal listener. They are real. The real. Yeah, I ordered an extra one to take to my father-in-law as a late Father's Day gift for when I go up to Canada next week. Well, Saturday. Just occurred to me, man, I'm traveling too damn much. This is like I think at least two or three times a month now. I've been having to go to that damn airport.
Yeah.
But it should slow down for a while after this, I hope. We were talking about this off air. Very strange timing. The Chiefs fired their general manager today.
I don't get it. To me, that's a pretty nice GM there. He's done a pretty good job. There's a lot of crazy things happen that timing, when I first hear it, I'm like, wow, what is going on?
Well, here's what I think. They also extended Andy Reid today. I'm guessing that there was some kind of power struggle between those two. And that Andy Reid won it, and that he gets more power now. So, okay.
I mean, is that the right call, though?
I don't know. I think the guy did a damn good job. That's a good team they put together. It's a competitive team year in, year out. They draft well. They develop players well. And, I mean, they've gotten some great players at the places they're picking. Marcus Peters, guy he drafted. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But all I know is if I'm the Texans, I'd give them a call and say, hey, we need an assistant GM. Even if we don't,
yeah,
we'd love to have you. But I guess that happens. And it to me, with Reed getting his extension today and then firing him, that's got to be it, right?
That's what I would think.
So
maybe the Texans should fire Rick Smith and go pick that guy up.
I would in a heartbeat. But, they issued a statement and they notified him that he would not be extending his contract after the 2017 season. And then they just decided, well, if we're not going to do that. And apparently, I don't know if this had to do with Jeremy Maclin, but it was his decision to cut him. So, third GM to be fired since March.
Yep.
Washington and Buffalo also fired theirs. By far.
The difference is those two teams are a mess.
Yeah, this guy's done a really good job there. I don't think it doesn't make a ton of sense. And A32 says, only reason the Chiefs haven't been to a Super Bowl is because the Patriots, the Chiefs are stacked with talent.
They're good.
I agree. That's one of those teams that and especially if they wind up being right about the quarterback they drafted in a couple of years and he takes them to another level, then they've got a lot of really good talent there. But also, we'll see what happens. If Andy Reid wants to do the drafting now, good luck.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's got a lot more say. But if I were to list GMs that I think would get canned this offseason,
he would have been low, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I certainly would have bet Rick Smith would be gone before him.
Oh, no doubt. Yet stronger than ever.
Yeah. You can't kill him, AJ.
Nope.
713-780-ESP at your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We have another giveaway we'll do next hour. If you want to see some soccer, we got you covered. Mexico and Ghana.
Can't wait.
I know. You'll
see them there.
You're going to be there. Well, I won't see them there. You will see them there.
No.
No, you're going to be on the second row.
No.
Glenn Davis told me you're doing a game with him in Spanish. All right. Man. Yeah, we had the little storm scare here, but when we were in Vegas last week, it was already getting brutal. The temperatures in the desert right now, like in Arizona, 119 degrees. And it's going to get to 120. And I guess the big problem is planes can't take off in that when it's that hot.
Yeah, I don't know why necessarily, but I remember on my flight home, there was like a wait because there was something wrong with the air conditioning.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
But, well, I'm sure it has something to do with, I'm sure somebody can explain why they can't do it. But now obviously you can land the planes at night when it cools off. But apparently when it gets up there, it does affect travel. But 120 degrees, man, this is crazy. It's just June.
Yeah.
It's just June. It's not supposed to be this hot. Do you guys see the Rockets making any moves before the trade deadline? If so, what potentially? I think they basically have said they're open for business to try to move some contracts so they can go after some guys. So I would not be shocked if they're not doing their best to move the Ryan Anderson, Trevor Ariza, Patrick Beverley deals to try to clear some cap space.
I've heard Ryan Anderson's name.
Yeah. Lou Williams' name is
Williams' name. So those are the names that I'm kind of surprised to hear. Now, those are also names that if you can get a real legitimate number two, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing any of those guys move. But if you're trading those guys for draft picks or something like that for cap space, I think it's risky.
Well, I mean, that's kind of sounds like what the Spurs are going to do with Aldridge. Let's just trade him to clear some cap space.
The difference with the Spurs is you know players want to go play with the Spurs. You know what I mean? Like, almost every player has something good to say about Greg Popovich or that system. They know the Spurs are close. They know that if they play for the Spurs, they've got a chance to win. I don't know if everybody feels that way about the Rockets.
I don't know. I don't know what like I said. I don't know how to get in a player's head like that.
Yeah.
I mean, guys are different. And, you know, who knows what motivates them.
Yeah.
And LaMarcus Aldridge wanted to go to San Antonio to win, and now it didn't work out. Yeah. So,
weird.
Mott said, I wouldn't say the Chiefs are stacked with talent on both sides of the ball. Run game okay. Quarterback slightly above average. No receivers. I think Tariq Hill's pretty good.
Yeah, they've got a receiver now. And the running game, I mean, it is interesting. But, I mean, I think the whole ideology there is kind of shifting. Considering they drafted Mahomes, it makes me think that they're not looking to be a run-heavy offense in the future. And they may be transitioning away from that. So I don't know exactly where the Chiefs are headed, but I do think the Chiefs are a talented team. I think Alex Smith has proven to be, you know, I would say well above average. You know, they got some good things out of Spencer Ware. The Tyreek Hill emergence has been massive for them, at least for opening up their offense. But I don't know what their plan is long term offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they have been a run heavy team, and you know, they also, well, use the tight end a lot.
Yeah, and they've got a good one.
So I do think that, and I think it's a well balanced team. But I don't know if Alex Smith is a guy you can look at and say, okay, he's a Super Bowl quarterback.
I don't know either.
You're kind of in that, and that's obviously why they drafted Mahomes.
But Alex Smith is a lot better. I mean, he's a lot better than most teams have.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's part of the issue is, you know, you can't really get rid of him because are you going to do better?
Well, I mean, by drafting Patrick Mahomes, you've essentially decided that Alex Smith is not going to be your quarterback beyond this contract, right?
Yeah, but he's also going to be older by then.
Yeah. Man,
Kelsey had 1,000 yards last year receiving.
Yeah, he's good at sport.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's has one love, and that's creating the finest chicken finger meals in the whole wide world, and they do that by using the best ingredients. Only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers, premium cut tenderloins, marinated at least 24 hours, freshly hand-dipped and hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour, and cooked when you order it. They're not trying to rush you out the door. You might have to wait on this a minute. I'm not going to lie, but it's worth it. It's outstanding. The sides are just as great. They're using extra long grade A crinkle cut fries, serve hot, fresh, as fast as possible. The Texas toast is that thick sliced sesame seed bread with real garlic butter and premium seasonings. And it is so good. Flat top grilled, outstanding stuff. The lemonade, hand-squeezed lemons, hand-cut lemons every day by their crew. The cane sauce, handmade in-store every single day by their crew. It's tangy, a little bit of spice, a little bit of flavor, out of this world. Really the perfect condiment for everything there. They're doing it the right way at Raising Cane's. Check out one of their 25 Houston locations, and still counting, by the way, and find the one nearest you and make tonight a Raising Cane's night. Raising Cane's, one love.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And kind of shame on you if you don't have an iPhone or an Android. But MagDaddy says, hotter air means thinner air equals less lift. Smaller regional jets are mostly affected. I do know that it causes a lot of turbulence when it gets really hot. At least it does, like flying into Phoenix. Whenever you come up right over those mountains on approach.
Yeah.
If it's really hot, it's a bumpy-ass landing. But I don't have to worry about that. I'm flying to a place where it's nice and cool. It's like 56 this morning.
Man. That's nice.
Can't wait. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Ernest, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I got a cousin whose son plays select baseball. Okay. And he told me a guy that's connected to MLB, his coach or something like that, told him that Mike Trout has in his contract that he can legally take steroids or HGH or testosterone or something like that. And first of all, why is that? And I'm wondering what y'all think about that and how much y'all think that helped him be the player that he is.
I would say,
was that a real call?
I'm sure it wasn't a real call, but if it was, your friend of a friend of a friend is wrong. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are, there have been players who have gotten PED exemptions for, like, therapeutic, like, testosterone replacement. But you can't use, you can't just go using steroids or HGH. That's not going to happen. And I don't think Mike Trout is one of those guys with an exemption. I know A-Rod got an exemption kind of later into his career. He had a testosterone replacement exemption, but no, I've never heard that about Mike Trout, and nor do I buy it.
Yeah, that wouldn't free you up to just shoot Winstrol in your ass.
Nope.
Or go crazy with HGH. And one more thing from the NHL dinner last night that you didn't see. This old creepy guy, Marcel Dion, was giving away an award with the gymnast, Ali Raisman, and dude got totally creepy. I mean, just weirdly creepy. Do we have that, John?
Not only the best players of the game today, I'm on stage with one of the old greats, Marcel Dion.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am excited to be on stage with three-time Olympic gold medalist. Look at those legs. And what did you say, old?
Is legendary better?
That's better.
And plus, you got to see this guy. He looks like a creepy old dude. I mean, the white hair, the glasses, the kind of... And he was kind of like motioning to her legs when he did it. It's like, look at those legs. Now, to be fair, her legs look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But
she's of age, right?
Yeah, she is. It's just he's also like 80.
Listen, you shouldn't be complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm saying it was creepy.
You should be team that guy.
I mean, although I'm almost certain that those that was written for them to say.
Oh, probably.
But I don't know about the, you know, looking up and down and pointing at her legs.
Yeah.
That part was a little creepy.
I have to say, her legs look sharp. I am not a big Ali Raisman fan, but
she works out.
Yeah, clearly. But
she's an athlete.
Yeah.
A little bit.
713-780-3776. I don't know what she was doing giving out an award.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I could see
sure
him.
Her publicist thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I guess so. That was kind of cool to watch last night. I especially the way they did. They broke up the expansion thing into like four segments. So they went through and took players from, you know, fourth of the league, and then they did a bunch of awards. I'm still trying to figure out how my fantasy team didn't win when I had the two finalists for best goalie. They ran 1-2.
Hard times.
There's a lot of we didn't talk about Derek Carr yet. Getting his new deal.
Good.
I know that excites you. Probably walking around with a Woodrow over there.
I laughed my ass off today. Jerome tweeted, if you don't see how much money if you haven't looked at Derek Carr's contract and realize how much money they saved by drafting Xavier Suofilo, you just don't know business.
Well, there you go. Actually, it's $25 million a year is the average, which makes him the highest paid player in football history, which that's okay. It's his time.
It's the way it works.
Yeah. I have no problem with, if you're going to pay your quarterback, this is what you pay him, and he's their guy. So, but the total value is less than Andrew Luck's.
Because it's not as long.
Right, right. So it's not the richest, but it's the richest on average. But I mean, I like that guy. I think they've got their quarterback, and
I don't think many would argue with you.
Yeah, Chase said that call was real. I signed a contract with my new employer that lets me do PCP before I go to work.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, we're allowed to drink and smoke weed. I think that's contractually part of the deal.
Is it though?
Is it really in your contract?
What? It's not in mine.
I can't be punished for smoking weed.
Oh, you put that in your contract?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, now if I'm dealing drugs, that's different, which I'm not, nor would I ever. And plus now, it wouldn't matter because I'm never going to have more than 4 ounces on me, so the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to have to go do a class.
Right.
And get it taken away from me. I honestly haven't been doing much lately. I can't tell you the last time. I was going to load up in Vegas, but the laws aren't quite what they're supposed to be yet. So, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. I'm sure by the next time we're out there, it'll be clarified.
I would guess so, but I think, long story short, you're going to have to be a resident to get it out there.
Yeah, which is fine. I have friends who are residents. That's not a big deal. But
your friends that are out there can get it. Anyway.
Right.
You want to see before we go to break, a quote from Paul Pierce. He said, if I was still playing and San Antonio said, we'll give you LaMarcus Aldridge for Paul Pierce, I'm turning that down if I'm Doc Rivers.
Hold on. What? Now, what's this?
Paul Pierce said on The Jump on ESPN, he said, if I was still playing and San Antonio said, we'll give you LaMarcus Aldridge for Paul Pierce, he's talking about himself in third person.
Of course.
I'm turning that down if I'm Doc Rivers.
Okay.
The Paul Pierce that played for the Clippers.
That played for the Clippers?
Yes.
No. No. I would turn down LaMarcus Aldridge for Celtics Paul Pierce. No.
Yeah, I would too. Celtics Paul Pierce, yes.
Yeah, but I'd take LaMarcus Aldridge for Clippers Paul Pierce without even hesitating.
I don't know.
What did he say about Nets Paul Pierce?
No, I don't know. It's just a quote from Bleacher Report.
Let me tell you, it ain't getting any better.
I would say that that's kind of a. I think what he's just trying to do is ripple Marcus Aldridge, which.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Your boy Alex Bregman at the plate. Am I wrong that I don't see a superstar in this guy?
I mean, he hasn't shown any superstar-y stuff yet.
Well, I just remember when we were talking about him as a trade possibility. Oh, no, he's every bit the prospect Correa was. I'm like, no.
And that's not true.
And you could see it. Everything about Correa screamed superstar.
Yeah.
Everything about this guy screams pretty good player. And, I mean, obviously he's going to get better, you would think, but I don't know. I just keep thinking back to if you could have gotten Chris Sale and this guy was the reason you didn't, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sure
Jeff. No one listens to us on things like that.
No, they don't, but that's all right.
What do we know?
Jeff Luhnow is still sleeping like a champ. Because he probably has a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Because who wouldn't, right?
It'd be weird if you didn't.
Yeah. If you don't have a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, then that's on you. And I got a text from a friend, and I just wanted to share this because she said, I went and got my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Lax and the gang were great. Everything you've ever said about them is true. And you know what? I love hearing stuff like that, because if you go over to the factory there, they're going to make a mattress that is perfect for you. So you're going to sleep better. You're going to save a bunch of money because they make them there and sell them to you directly. You don't have to go to a retail store where you pay a bunch of money. And, you know, here's what might happen. You might actually go to that retail store and be buying a mattress that they bought from Texas Mattress Makers. So why would you spend all that extra money? Go there. They're going to get you custom fitted. And they're going to put you on the best bed for you. If you sleep best on a bed that's half the price of what you were willing to pay, that's the one they're going to try to sell you. They're not trying to get a bunch of money out of you. They're trying to help you sleep better, because they want you to be the kind of person who's going to go back and buy your next mattress there. And that's, I'm telling you, I will never get my mattresses anywhere else. Paris King right now marked down to $945. London King's at an all-new low, $1,125. And, man, I've got that Athens gel, which is fantastic. I've got the London in my downstairs bedroom, and everybody who's ever stayed there just raves about it. And I'm telling you, you're going to sleep better. You're going to save money. Why would you go anywhere else? Do what my friend did. Do what a lot of my friends have done. Do what a lot of the listeners have done. Go by Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out. Hooked it up for later.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.